Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Why Boys Leave Home. Oh, heck, flipping homework. Question one. The width of an area of railway tracks is 22 yards. How many acres does 1.25 miles of it cover? Daft question. Now, what's the first thing I want? A mug to help me, that's what I want. Now, let me see, it says yards and 1.25 miles. Now, how many yards are there in a mile? Oh, yeah, 1066. No, that's the Battle of Waterloo. Oh, who cares about rotten railway tracks anyway? By the time I've worked this lot out, they'll have closed the blinking line down. It's no use. They'll have to give me a bit of help to shove me off. I'll go in and ask them. I'll have to be very crafty, though.
Hurry up and get ready, Susan. And you, Father. We're going to miss that bus.
Yes, all right, Mother. Where's my handbag?
Pat, what's happened to my tie?
I haven't seen your tie. Now, hurry up. I hate going in late for a concert when it started.
I'll find your tie for you, Grandad. Is it your brown one with the tartan beer stains?
No, it's my tartan one with the... Hey, why aren't you in the front room doing your homework like I told you to?
I've just come out to sharpen my wits. And my pencil. Now, you said your tie's tartan. How long is it?
I don't know how long it is.
Well, I need to know what it looks like before I can find it for you. Would you say it's a yard long?
Eh? Oh, I suppose so.
It'd take a lot of your ties to stretch a mile, wouldn't it, Grandad? I mean, there's how many yards in a mile again?
Oh, any fool knows that.
He's trying to trick you, Grandad. Here's your tie on the table.
Oh, thanks, my dear.
What was all that nonsense about yards and miles? Oh, no. Not that homework of his.
Oh, I knew the answer, ma'am. I was just going to check that my granddad knew it. He's been getting a lot of my sums wrong lately.
Now, you can cut that out, my lad. And after speaking to your headmaster today, I'm in no mood for your humour. Didn't realise you were doing so badly.
Badly's right. The term before last, he was 15th in the class. Last term, 18th, and this term, 20th already.
Well, they keep getting bigger classes. And you must admit, I do keep going in the same direction.
The only direction you'll be going is to bed without any supper.
He's going nowhere till he's done all that homework, Pat. He'll have all those sums done properly by tomorrow, even if it takes him all night.
Oh, heck, 8 o'clock, and I'm still at it. It'll soon be Christmas at this rate. Ooh, I wish I was leaving school then. Hey, I wonder where they keep my birth certificate. I could alter the date. Show it to whom you are, and kid him I should have left last term. Oh, heck, where was I? Oh, yes. Question one. The width of an area of railway tracks is 22 yards. Oh, heck, who's that? Can't be the insurance man. Today's Thursday. Yes, who is it?
Oh, excuse me. But could you help an old man, sonny?
Oh, heck, he's an old tramp.
It's cold and damp, Dussie, and I haven't eaten all day. I need some food, you see. I'm hungry. It's the bad weather, you know. It's the cold and the damp.
All right, all right. I heard you the first time.
Oh, well, it's no joke, you know, being a tramp in this weather. As I wrote in one of my poems. I write poems, you know, yes. Life is no joke for a poor, hungry tramp when the weather outside is so cold and so damp. In a warm feather bed, he would so love to lie.
Till he got both his vest and his underpants dry.
Oh, that's funny, I like that, you know.
Look, what's what's all this about bad weather all day? It's been a smashing day today.
Has it? Ah. Well, I didn't get the chance to notice it. I've been in the library all day, reading the Financial Times.
Oh, yes, and I've been at Oxford all day, teaching arithmetic.
Now, look, sonny, now, just because I'm a tramp, that doesn't mean I'm a nobody. I was well brought up, you know. Oh, I went to a very good school, well educated. I was all set to go into the family business, having such a good head for figures and that, you see. We're specialists in the engineering business. Nuts, you know.
Yes, I'll bet you are.
You want to specialise in this Christmas business, and then you can be crackers as well.
No, that will do. Lottie, I don't approve of impudence from juniors.
As I said in one of my poems, young man, a forward young lad's like a frisky young pup. He won't come to heel till you tell him...
Belt up.
Now, watch it. I tell you, watch it now.
I'm sorry, mister.
Battersby. That's my name. Van Battersby. Now then, what about some food and drink for the hungry old man? Yeah? I don't want it for nothing, you know. Oh, no. No, I'm quite prepared to render some little service in return.
Oh, yes. Well, I wanted to speak to you about that. You've been good at figures and that. There's a question I'd like to ask you.
Fire away. I'll answer it if I can.
Well, it's written down in that book there. It starts, the width of an area of railway tracks is 22 yards.
I see. Oh, it's your homework. Yeah, and you want some help?
Yeah.
Yes.
And while you're working on the first one, I'll go and get some food from the kitchen.
Oh, thank you very much, Sunday. Anything will be welcome, you see. I'm hungry enough. It's the cold and the damp. I haven't eaten all day.
Smashing. If he went to a good school and is good at figures, he'll have me homework done in no time. Now then, where did me man put that grub?
Yeah, excuse me barging in, Jimmy, but he's just come on to rain. I forgot me coat. Has Susan gone?
Yes, and I think you're going as well. You frightened the life out of me coming in the back way like that. I thought you were working overtime.
Yeah, well, I was, but I forgot to take some extra in for me lunch, and when I came home for me tea, I forgot about having to go back, and by the time I'd remembered he'd done the job without me, the foreman said, why didn't they use me brains? They've all gone, haven't they?
Oh, yes, your brains went years ago.
I mean, your family gone to the concert. Hey, where are you going with that food?
Nowhere. Mind your own business. Come and open this door for me.
All right, then. Keep your pants on.
Oh, there you are. Well, I think I've worked out how to do question one.
Right, here you are. Piece of pie, cake, and an apple.
Oh. Hey, Jimmy. Who's that scruffy bloke with a beard and his big toe sticking out of his boot? Who is he?
He's me headmaster, you dab. What does he look like?
A mucky old tramp.
A gentleman of the road, if you don't mind, please. Yes, as I said in my latest poem, give me the life of a gent of the road, with the rabbit, the weasel, the stoat and the toad. Give me the freedom to breathe pure fresh air, to forget every worry, forget every care.
Very good, Mr. Battersby.
Out in the country, away from the crowd.
Oh, heck.
I'll get back to nature.
Oh, for crying out loud. Jimmy, what have you given him that food for? Why is it... Hey. He's helping you with your homework.
No, he's not. Then I'll shove off, Alfie.
Yeah, he's the one who's shoving off. I'm slinging him out.
Oh, no, you're not, Alfie Hall. Mr. Battersby's my friend, and he'll go when he's ready.
Yes, and I'm ready now.
There you are, Alfie. You what?
Well, I can't stay here if he says I've got to go, and I've got the grub, so I might just as well be on my way.
Hey, but you can't go. You were going to help me.
Oh, well, if you want my help, I'll tell you in rhyme where you can find me. Now, listen. My home for the weekend is called Topcliff Farm. I'll be setting up camp in a warm, empty barn. 3 miles up the road, on the left by the well. And now, may I bid you a tramp's fond farewell.
Listen, Susan Scragginick. Ever since you took that phone call, you've been grinning like a Cheshire cat with a jug full of cream. Who was it?
If you want to know, it was your headmaster.
Hum your Pete? What the hum your heck did that old hum your want?
Oh, he was just asking how Mother's cold, Granddad's bad back, and my sprained ankle were.
Oh, heck.
Yes, it seems that when he kept you in after school to mark your homework, you said that they were the reasons why you couldn't find enough time to do it properly, through having to look after the three of us invalids, when there's nothing wrong with us.
I didn't say it had happened to me. I just got him to agree that a lad couldn't study his homework properly if his family were ill. I can't help it if Humyar got the wrong idea.
Oh, then you won't be worried about it when Mother and Granddad find out.
Hey, you blabmouth. You wouldn't tell them, would you? Oh, please, I'll do anything for you, Susan.
Yes, I know. Wait till Mother hears of all the things you've done for me already, while my ankle's been sprained.
Oh, your neck'll be sprained as well if you blabmouth. I mean, oh, please, Susan, I'll run all your errands for nothing, wash your smalls, anything. If you don't tell me, Mum and me Grandad, what I told him, you're...
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to tell them.
Oh, Susan, you're smashing. I'll never say another wrong thing about you ever again.
I told Mr. Benson that he should come round and tell them himself at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What, you big, daft, scraggy, loopy?
Oh, good. You're back to normal.
But, Susan, you've got to help me. You're my sister, and sisters should help brothers in trouble. Susan! She's gone. Well, that's it, then. Question one. How do I get out of this alive? Oh, heck, I'm in real trouble now. They'll be queuing up to belt me this time. I should run away while I'm still in one piece like that old tramp did. Yeah, forget me worries and become a tramp. Oh, what was it he called himself?
A gentleman of the law, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that was it, Mr. Battersby. Hey, I can hear his voice in my head. Oh, I knew it would happen in the end. All that homework's driving me bonkers.
Give me the life of a gent of the wrong.
That's it. I'll have to go and see old Ben Battersby at that farm, and he can teach me how to be a tramp. And I'll leave a note for the other saying, I've run away and become a gentleman of the road. Oh, and they'll be sorry. I'll wrap some things up in a hanky and tie it on the end of a stick. I'll become another Dick Whittington, if I can find next door's cat.
Yes, Sergeant. Yes, we'll do that. We'll come down right away. Oh, thank you, Sergeant.
What did he say, Father?
Well, the sergeant said it would be best if we went down to the police station. Then we can give him all the details properly. And he wants us to take a photograph of Jimmy Withers.
But why couldn't he send a car here instead of wasting time?
No, calm yourself, Pat. The police know what they're doing.
Yes, Mother, they're used to this sort of thing. Jim is not the only boy who's run away from home.
He's the only son of mine who has, and that's all I care about. They don't seem to realize anything could happen to him. Out there on the road somewhere with some tramp.
Mother, he'll probably walk in here before bedtime shouting for his supper.
Susan's right, Pat. So let's get down to the police station and stop worrying.
I'll stop worrying when I've got him home, safe and sound. And then I'll kill him. Come on, Father, let's get going.
Just a minute, Mother. Perhaps I'd better ring Alfie before we go. He may know something about
it. All right, but hurry up.
It won't take a minute. You get ready.
Right, Pat. I'll go and lock the back door while you get the coats.
Oh, the trouble that brother of mine causes.
All right, Mama Lansley, you stop in the bath.
Hurry
on,
darling. Hurry
on
in the bath.
You what? If it's Auntie Maggie, tell her to have a bath.
I'm hurrying,
oh, you're having a bath. Yeah, I know that. Oh, tell me, Auntie Maggie. You'll ring her when you get out. Yeah, right. Yeah, hello?
Hello, is that you, Alfie?
Yes, Auntie Maggie. But my mum can't talk to you while you're in your bath, so I will. Not in your bath, her bath, she is, so she can't, but I can't because I'm not.
This is Susan Clitheroe.
Hello, Susan. What are you doing at my Auntie Maggie's?
No, I'm not at your Aunt Maggie's. I'm phoning from our house.
Why, my Auntie Maggie's phone working.
Oh, Alfie, listen. Jimmy's run away from home.
You what? Jimmy's run away?
Yes. He's left a note saying he's not coming back till he's too old for school. Then he's going to be a gentleman of the road with his friend Ben the Tramp.
Ben? Ooh, he's the one who was at your house.
The Tramp was at our house?
Yeah. Jimmy wanted him to do his homework for a pie, and I wouldn't let him. Do the homework, I mean, he had the pie. And then he went to his country cottage, only it's a barn.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean you know where we can find this Tramp?
Yeah. I'll bet that's where Jimmy will have gone, because old Ben told us the name of the farm where the barn is.
Oh, good. What do they call this farm?
I've forgotten.
Oh, Alfie, think, please.
Oh, wait a minute. It was up somewhere, something, on top of somewhere. That's right, a hill. Yeah, Hilltop Farm, that's it.
All right, thanks, Alfie. It's all right, Mother, I know where he is. The police will soon find him. Bye, Alfie, see you later.
Right, yeah, Susan. Hey, what time are we going out? Oh, she's gone. Well, the little devil. Aren't she going off to stay with old Nicky Whiskers? I wouldn't fancy sleeping in a barn on a night like this. Hey, what if old Ben's gone? Jimmy'll be on his own. He'll be scared to death. Walking home on his own in the dark. Oh, like I better go and find him. Well, it'll only take me 5 minutes, 3 miles up the road. And was it down the road? Well, it depends where you start from, doesn't it? Well, now, where was I facing when he said it? I remember I was facing their fireplace.
This is it. Top Cliff Farm. Oh, good. There's a light in the barn. I hope old Ben's got some supper ready. Ooh, I think I should have run away tomorrow after me breakfast. Mr. Battersby, are you there? It's Jimmy Clitheroe, Mr. Battersby. Can I come in, Mr. Battersby? Mr. Battersby? He must be asleep. Mr. Battersby. Are you there, Mr. Battersby?
No, but I am. Come here.
Help!
Shut your mouth and I'll fill it with knuckles.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not hungry. I mean, I won't shout. You can let go of my throat.
What are you doing here, eh? Anybody else with you?
Yeah. No. I'm on my own. Yes. My brother's outside. He's 6'6" and he's a boxer and he's a policeman.
A copper? You brought a copper here? Where's my razor? I'll carve you both up.
Oh, no, no. Ow. Oh, no, he's not a copper. I haven't got a brother. It was a joke. a joke. I was trying to make you laugh.
I'm a funny one, are you? Listen here. There's only one thing I hate more than coppers. And that's clever kids.
Oh, I'm not clever, honest. I'm stupid. I'm the worst in our class. That's why I've run away from home to be a tramp. You can tell how stupid I am. I thought you were old Ben. Anyway, I'd better go and look for it.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Old Ben's going to get me a bottle of beer. It might take him a while, because he's got to get the money first.
Oh, he's a friend of yours, is he?
I've only got one friend. My razor here. That's where I get my name. Billy the Barber. Billy the Barber. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Look, mister, I don't think I'll wait for old Ben. I think I'll go home and become a tramp when I'm 21.
Wait a minute. You've run away, they'll be looking for you. Maybe they'll bring the coppers.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Barber, they won't. Honest, nobody knows where I am.
Jimmy? Jimmy Clitheroe? Are you in that barn there?
Who's that out there?
Out there? I mean, out there. I can't hear anybody.
Jimmy, it's me, Alfie.
He's shouting you.
No, 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 he isn't. My name's Charlie.
Wait a minute. I can only see one geezer out there. Here. Shout him in.
Eh?
Shout him in or I'll trim your ears for you.
Yes, sir. Alfie, I'm in the barn here. Come in.
Right, get away from the door.
To
Jimmy, what do you think you're up to? Your mum's dead worried. She's gone to the police to get Jimmy. Oh, Mr.
Right, who are you then?
I'm a fool. I can't breathe.
Get over there with the kid.
Oh, yes, right, mister. Oh, my throat. Jimmy, I thought you'd gone with old Ben.
Shut up. Now, listen, I'm going to ask you something, and I want the truth. Well, I'll introduce you to my friend here, this Razor.
Oh, a razor.
He's Billy the Barber, Alfie.
Oh, your razor's for shaving with?
Yeah, shaving throats. Two at a time.
That's a good one. Two at a time. Alfie, laugh at the man's joke.
I'm not joking.
Stop laughing, Alfie. Stop.
How are you? Are the coppers coming here?
Yeah. So you better clear off. Yeah, I told him Jimmy was running away and were to come. Well, Susan did. She phoned me from my Auntie Maggie's and I told her. Not my Auntie Maggie, Susan. No, not from my Auntie Maggie's, from Susan's house, but she was there, my Auntie Maggie, I think she was. Anyway, I told her when she said Jimmy had run away.
Are you sure you haven't run away from somewhere? You're a nutter.
Yes, he is. Take any notice of him, mister. Look, if you don't mind, I'll take him home. It's past his bedtime, isn't it, Alfred?
Oh, me daft, it's only half past. Ah, me leg! Oh, I guess it is time to go to sleep. I mean...
Sit down. When it's bedtime, I'll put you to sleep, all right? Now, lie down on your faces. Come on.
Whoa, what are you going to do?
I'm tying you up. I'm getting out, but I don't want to sound out of you for an hour. Then I'll be 5 miles away.
Don't worry, we'll keep our faces quiet. Mouths down, shut, I mean. We'll be as silent as the grave.
Oh, don't say that, Alfie. We won't make any noise, mister.
I know. Of course, I'm going to knock you out for about an hour.
Oh, no, mister. Look, Alfie's motorbike's outside. Take that. You can be 5 miles away in 5 minutes. You don't need to knock us out for an hour.
Yeah, take the back and just knock me out for 5 minutes. Damn, don't knock me out.
If he doesn't, I will.
A motorbike, eh? Yeah. I should get miles away on that.
Yeah, unless the police see you. Because it'll be funny.
Who looks funny?
Oh, not you. Your clothes. I mean, on a motorbike. You'd look funny in tramp's clothes. I mean, I don't know what to
do. You're dead right. You're dead right, yes. They pinch me straight away on a motorbike in these clothes, yeah. Right. Get them off.
You what?
You heard me. Come on, the clobber. Your trousers, boots, sweater, the leather jacket. Get them off.
I will not. Not me clothes.
If you don't get them off by the time I count three, I'll carve your initials on your bald head.
I'm not bald.
You will be. Now then. One.
You can have the rest, but not me trousers.
Two.
If you want me trousers, you'll have to...
Three.
You'll have to...
What?
Wait till I get my boots off first.
Right, come on, get a move on. I'll be fair. I'll leave you my stuff in exchange.
Help! Help! Oh, help somebody!
Oh, shut up shouting. Nobody will hear you. We're too far from the main road. Your mouth. Have another go at opening that door.
Not likely. The last time I nearly broke my teeth.
Well, you can get some more on the National Health.
If I get my hands free, you'll be on the National Health for a month.
Look, if you'd stayed at home, the barber wouldn't have tied me up.
Oh, I like that, yeah. You ran away. I came to find you. I finished up in my underwear, freezing to death, and you blame me. I ought to have my head examined.
Oh, I suppose you meant well. But you should have waited for the police. Hey, by the way, they should have found us by now.
Yeah, no, I can't understand it. I mean, I told Susan where you were at Hilltop Farm. I wonder if the car's broke down.
Hilltop Farm? Your brain's broken down. This is Topcliff Farm.
Oh, I knew it was up, but I couldn't remember where.
You should be up. Up a tree with the other monkeys.
Oh, somebody's coming, Jimmy. Help! Help!
Quiet, Alfie, quiet. Might be the barber back.
Ah, you what? what would he come back for?
For your underpants, maybe.
Get out, you're not having them.
Hello. Who are you?
Oh, Mr. Battersby. Yeah. It's me, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Now, don't care about your razor. You're not getting them.
Isn't that your friend, Jimmy?
What's up with him?
He's daft. He thinks everybody wants to pinch his underpants.
I don't want your underpants, lad. No, thank you. Hey, have you been on a cross-country run? What's the rope round you for? Is he violent, Jim?
No, Bill the Barber tied us up and pinched off his motorbike. Oh, get us loose, Mr. Battersby, and I'll tell you all about it. Come on, slow coach. We'll never get home at this rate.
These trousers are too big for me. They keep falling down. That barber fellow was twice my size. And I think he made his suit out of an old sack.
Yeah, you look like a bag of spuds with a head on. Come on, I want to get home before supper time.
Listen, funny fella, you won't be able to eat any supper when your granddad's finished with you.
Oh, heck, I forgot. Well, look, Alfie, we'll have to think of a good story. You ask him to let me off because I saved you from the barber. That's it.
Yeah, I'll tell him a story, all right, the truth. About me clothes, me back, everything.
You sneak. I hope something horrible happens to you. I hope our Susan marries you.
Oh. Well, that does it. From now on, I don't want to know you.
Oh, Alfie, me old pal.
I don't know you. As far as I'm concerned, I've never seen you before in my life.
Alfie, here's a police car. We're saved. Now we can be friends again.
I've told you, you've had it. I don't want to know you.
All right. You've had it as well.
All right, this is the blood print. I've got it.
Oh, ow, get off. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Right, Joe, I'm with you.
Let go of me arm.
Oh, resisting arrest, are you?
Me trousers are falling down.
And undressing in public. Your fault, you horrible tramp.
That's right. Alfie, the horrible tramp.
I'm not a tramp.
Oh, no, you can tell by the way he's dressed. He's a guards officer.
All right, son, come on, that'll do. Come on, you. You're under arrest.
What for?
Resisting arrest, kidnapping, trespassing.
Hey, what do you mean?
Well, we were told we'd find a Jimmy Clitheroe with a tramp. You're Jimmy, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
And no guard here is the tramp, eh?
But you don't be daft. I'm Jimmy's friend, Alfie. Oh, aren't I, Jimmy? Jimmy? Jimmy, tell him. I'm your friend.
Well, son, is he?
As far as I'm concerned, I've never seen him before in my life.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Guiler as old Ben and Tony Melody as Bill the Barber. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
To tell you, they didn't really pinch Alfie. I told them the truth in the car, and we all had a good laugh all the way home. In fact, I didn't stop laughing till I saw my mum crying. She said she was crying because she was so happy to see me safely home. My granddad wasn't happy. He was mad, so he didn't cry. I did. Ta-ra!